Imagine attending the most glorious wedding you've ever seen. It's in the most beautiful cathedral you've ever experienced. The space is huge. The Gothic arches and spires lift your spirit towards the heavens. The adornment of the cathedral for the wedding is royal in its richness. The flowers and plants, the fabrics, the rich colors. The wedding party is the largest you've ever seen. The organ music fills the cavernous space exquisitely. The bride and groom themselves are absolutely stunning and lovely. Imagine being part of the most glorious wedding you've ever attended. And then, mystically, realize you are in the midst of that wedding feast and more in progress. It's the marriage of divinity and humanity in Jesus Christ. It's the wedding of the Son of God with His church. You are in the do-whatever-He-tells-you stage of the celebration after the Son of God has consummated the marriage on Calvary. You see, the Holy Spirit writes about the wedding at Cana in our Gospel today in such a way that it represents the mystical marriage between the Son of God and humanity, His church. The name of the bride and groom are left unspoken, so that we hear only the names of Jesus and Mary. Jesus is the bridegroom, and Mary is the first member of the church, the bride of Jesus Christ. In this way, the line from our first reading, "Your builder shall marry you," is fulfilled. So Saint Augustine says, there is no surprise that Jesus goes to a home where there was a marriage, since he came into this world for a marriage. The whole drama of God reaching out to us, his saving us, is a drama of spousal love. The family throwing this wedding feast in Cana does not have enough wealth to provide wine for the entire feast, because you and I and the rest of humanity cannot live our part in this mystical wedding without God's grace, without the Holy Spirit's power. We don't have the spiritual wealth to do it on our own. We have to realize our poverty and run to the Blessed Virgin Mary for her help and direction. Just as the waiters and the master of the ceremony at Cana silently realize the miraculous provision of new wine, so likewise, as we follow the guidance of the Blessed Virgin Mary, doing our best to obey Jesus Christ, to do whatever He tells us, we will realize that life can be full of divine joy in the Holy Spirit, God's wine. There is an old Jewish saying, "No wine, no joy." That saying works for the Christian spiritual life as well. Jesus Christ, through the intervention, the mediation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, will always provide for us. Being in relationship with Jesus Christ and Mary, we will always be able to hope for what we need in this life in order to experience the fullness of the wedding feast ultimately in the next life. This confidence and hope that a relationship with Jesus Christ and Mary provides explain why evangelism is such a powerful weapon in the fight against the abortion movement. We're coming up on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade again, January 22nd. People who choose abortion often do so because they do not have hope that life can work for them with the great responsibility of an unexpected child. Or they are not experiencing the divine bridegroom's love for them, which was made so concrete on Calvary. Without knowing Jesus' love, life becomes all about this world and its shallow goals, and a human soul that is made to soar, as every human soul is made to soar. a human soul made to soar, feels stifled and makes rash decisions to try to experience freedom in the midst of the secular trap that is this world without the divine. People who are pro-abortion need new wine. They need life in Jesus Christ, real life in Jesus Christ. Life in Jesus Christ, with the Blessed Virgin Mary at our side, is a beautiful thing to live. Life in Jesus Christ is a beautiful thing to give to a baby. Let's be determined as ever to help people practically and spiritually enter into the wedding feast of Jesus Christ and His Church. The new wine constantly empowering the real mystical life of grace flows from this Eucharistic altar at every Mass.